from stpetecatalyst.com.
Welcome to Political Party with Adam Smith. We're lucky to have the pride of Pensacola, Ryan Wiggins, who's coming to us from an undisclosed location. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me.
So the reason you're coming from an undisclosed... Ryan, for those of you who don't know, is one of the smartest Republican strategists around. Maybe not the highest profile. You haven't heard of her, but everybody in politics who's anybody knows her and respects her and admires her, except perhaps this year because she's gone over, not the orange side, the anti-orange side.
I say we're the resistance. I joined the pirate ship. I am the senior communications advisor for the Lincoln Project.
And the Lincoln Project, for you, for those of you who don't know, Google it, look at their ads, because I think there's a large consensus. Those are the best ads running, the most creative ads running. And they're all done by former lifelong Republican operatives for the most part. So that's a long introduction. How did this come to be? How did you get involved in this?
You know, Adam, back in 2016, I was an original never-Trumper. I have never liked this man. I've never thought he was a conservative. I've never thought he fit in the Republican Party. I thought he was a showman and a liar and a bully and all of the awful things that you could possibly say about him. And I believed that all along. And so, you know, when the opportunity came up to join the Lincoln Project, I jumped because they are completely right in line with where I stand. You know, I'm a lifelong Republican too. I was born in the Florida Panhandle. I was raised Southern Baptist and am now, you know, a United Methodist. I believe very strongly in conservative principles, but this is a step too far. And, you know, I think in the Republican Party, we have always known that this contingent existed, right? So they were in our basement. You know, we knew that there were some racists there. We knew that there were some wackadoodles there, but we didn't showboat them. We kept them kind of under wraps and we never let them out. And, you know, this is why, because, you know, they're fascists and they are authoritarians and it's not a good look. It's not good for the country. It's not good. It's not good for any of us. So, you know, this was an opportunity to come and be around people who were like-minded that always have decided that the country is more important than any political party.
Are you a rhino? I think Trump calls you guys a rhino.
You know what? I'll take it. I will take it because as the Republican Party stands right now, I am a Republican in name only. And I would not even claim to be anything associated with this iteration of the Republican Party.
I will say, you know, you say we kept this group of Republicans or fascists or racists or whatever in the basement. There are those, I think Stu Stevens, one of the operatives that's helping run Lincoln Project, has sort of suggested that, well, you kept them in the basement, but you also cared and fed them pretty regularly and relied on them and kept them in the fold.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Adam, one of the things that I've had the hardest time reckoning with over the past, you know, 4 years is the part that I have played that has led to, you know, this day. Like, what did I do as a Republican operative for the past, you know, my entire career that led us to this point? And I think Stu has gone there. I think Rick has had to take that self-evaluation. I think Steve has done it. John Weaver has done it. George Conway has done it. I think everyone associated, every true Republican associated with this has had to take a step back and look in the mirror and say, what did I do that contributed to this division, to this moment? And now, what can I do to rectify that? What can I do to make amends? What can I do to try to make it better? And we're all working our asses off trying to do that because we know that we were part of the problem. We know that we contributed to this. Inadvertently, we had no idea that it would ever get to here, but you're right. We fed them. We fed these trolls. You know, they're the base. You know, we threw them red meat at every opportunity to get them to drive them out for our candidates. And it was the wrong thing to do. It was absolutely the wrong thing to do. And I think we all recognize that now.
You know, I will say, I'm kind of curious. First of all, it's interesting. There's a big Florida contingent of hardcore Republican never-Trumpers. You, Rick Wilson, David Jolly.
Yep.
Joe Scarborough from your very district.
Yep.
Arguably, Nicole Wallace was a former Jeb Bush staffer. And sometimes if I've got NBC on and I'm listening to David Jolly or Nicole or Anna Navarro or some of these others, I'm like, were they ever really Republicans? Because it sounds like they don't they're so adamant about anti this Supreme Court pick and everything else. They don't feel like they were ever Republicans.
They were. We all were. But we were Reagan Republicans. And that, there's a big difference between that, that truly was small government and truly was, you know, giving power to the people, and where we are right now. I mean, this is not the Republican Party. This is not a Republican Party. This is a fascist party. This is not, it is big government. It is more intervention of government in your life. And that's not something any of us ever have stood for. I mean, shoving a Supreme Court pick down our throats with less than 3 weeks left in an election cycle is absurd. I mean, it's absurd. And, you know, even if Trump wins, I would still prefer for him to do it after the fact. Just let the American public decide who gets to make that pick.
How are you feeling about the race? Let's put your horse race cap on, because I'm still a journalist and I'm weak and can't resist the horse race talk.
Let's talk about Florida.
Yeah. Florida.
Well, you know, Florida is going to be an interesting mixed bag of nuts. It always is, right? So, there are other things at play. I mean, I know Bloomberg has spent a lot of money in Florida. I don't know that I would have spent money the way he has spent money in Florida. I know he gave a bunch of money to Moms Demand Action. And while, you know, I don't have feelings one way or the other about that group, running anti-gun ads north of I-4 is probably not the best strategy to drive Republicans out. And, you know, the messaging that has been out there from Bloomberg on, you know, restoring felon rights, I am big for that. I support that. I voted for that amendment. But I also think that trying to do it, you know, less than a month out from the election, when the Republican Party is beating the drum of, you know, brown people are going to come into your house and rape your women and steal all of your stuff, is probably not the best way to, you know, help in Florida. So it's going to be very interesting. I mean, you know, what we're seeing is the Puerto Ricans favor Biden, the Cubans favor Trump. What we are very pleased with is that the 65 plus group is going more toward Biden. And I think that that is a big product of COVID and how COVID was handled. And so, I mean, it's going to be a toss up. I mean, I think right now polls are showing that Biden leads in Florida by thin margin, like maybe not even within the margin of error, or maybe just inside the margin of error. And I don't know. I mean, Florida's always Florida. Florida's always going to Florida.
I was very proud. I was reading New Yorker magazine a couple of weeks ago, and I saw you in there. I was thrilled. And one of the things you said was you were looking at the data from Lincoln Project and seeing there was a opportunity in Marion County, which, you know,
so what's so crazy? It's crazy how, you know, we have a really, really bright team with the Lincoln Project. And it's one of the things I'm very proud of is we have a whole bunch of really young people that are thinking outside the box, and they're not campaigning the way you typically campaign. And, you know, one of the things that we use, our political team, I cannot say enough about our political team. You know, we get a lot of credit for our ads, but our ground game is pretty solid. And what the political team is doing is they're using those ads and they're going out up on Facebook, and, you know, you can decide who you're targeting there. And so we'll go into, you know, an Escambia County. I mean, Escambia was in play. And when they were telling me these counties they were going into, I was like, you guys, I know Florida. This makes no sense. Like, I have done so many campaigns.
Escambia is not in play. You just mean Biden could improve upon Clinton.
For us. Escambia is in play.
Oh, because you're targeting to convert Republicans. Yeah.
We're trying to convert Republicans. So you go into these target rich counties and they're super red. I mean, brick red counties. And we're putting our ads up and we're targeting the 65 and up group, say. And we're watching to see who is watching our ads all the way through. And there's method to the madness. I mean, some of our ads are very long. Some of them are a minute long. Usually a good ad is about 30 seconds. We do that because we're looking at the analytics. Who is watching our ads all the way through? We know we're targeting, you know, rural Republican 65 plus women or white men or whatever we're targeting. Who is watching all the way through? And it's shocking because you're not going to watch a Lincoln Project ad as tough as our ads are, unless you're kind of interested to see what's there. And if you're interested to see what's there, you might be interested in knowing a little bit more. And so what we're doing is we're looking at some of these counties and we're seeing where our ads are playing and where they're playing all the way through, and people are enjoying them and people are responding to them. And maybe it's somebody who, you know, will like it, but will post absolutely nothing about politics on their page. And it gives us a read. It gives us a read into what the mindset is of that county. And so, you know, our strategy was to go into some of these big red counties and look and say, okay, if we can pull one in 25 Republicans away from Trump, either they don't vote for Trump at all, or they vote for Biden, we win. I mean, we win. So that's been the strategy. So yeah, we went into Marion County. I mean, we've been putting more ads up. We've been spending more money in places like Marion and Escambia and Okaloosa, because we're seeing there's a play there. We're seeing that we can probably grab 1 in 25 Republicans there.
1 in 25? You think you see? I've not met a single civilian.
Obviously, that's a pretty heavy lift.
One of the reasons I'm skeptical about not only Florida, Trump losing Florida, but frankly the whole election is. I still go by anecdote sometimes. I've not met a single non-political person who voted for Trump that's changed their mind.
We're seeing it. We're seeing it actually a lot. And, you know, it's a lot of suburban women. Surprisingly, it's a lot of suburban women who are like, no, I'm not going to do this. This guy is not a good role model for my kids. He's not a good person. He doesn't respect women. And they're seeing through his bullshit. And, you know, that's a great thing. And so we actually are seeing a lot of people flipping, or a lot of people going, you know what, I can't vote Democrat, but I can't vote for this guy either. And they're just going to skip the vote. Like, they're going to vote down ballot. They're not going to vote at the top. So we are seeing that.
For people that don't know, this lady helped elect Matt Gaetz to the U.S. Congress. Have you talked to him?
I have not.
Okay. What's happened to
him? I can imagine he'd be pleased.
Is he the same guy, or are you different?
You know, I think neither one of us are the same people. I think that who Matt is down deep. I mean, you know, I got involved with Matt over the Compassionate Care Act. So when we were trying to legalize medical marijuana for use for children who were having seizures and had severe epilepsy and that sort of thing. And I know that Matt is compassionate. I know he has a good heart. I think that Matt really enjoys playing the villain, and he's being given the opportunity to do so here. And he's taking it. And, you know, this is his moment to become. And I think he is becoming. I just don't think that he's becoming what I was hoping he would become. But I also think that, listen, you know, I don't ever write anybody off, Adam. I've learned that lesson in politics. And I think that, you know, as much as I disagree with Matt's stances, I'm not convinced that the fact that he has elevated his profile to the degree he has is necessarily bad for my county. I mean, it isn't under Trump. It may be under Biden, but it isn't under Trump. And so, you know, Matt's a politician. He's not a stupid guy. He knows what he's doing. I don't agree with where he is. He would not agree with where I am. I mean, he would say that, you know, I'm a rhino and I'm a disappointment and I'm a traitor on the party and all of those things. And that's okay too, because you know what? He's not necessarily wrong. I mean, I don't have a lot of use for the Republican Party as it is right now.
Who do you see when this race is over, and let's say you guys succeed and Donald Trump is a one-termer? Who are the next leaders in your mind in the Republican Party?
Unfortunately, Adam, I don't think you can unring the bell that's been rung. So, I mean, I think that, you know, once you let the far right, the alt-right, once you gave them a platform and you have motivated them to go to the polls to the degree that they have and turn out and fight against, you know, honestly, democracy, as I see it. I think that you're going to see more of the same. I think you're going to see more alt-right. I mean, I would think, you know, Tucker Carlson may run. I mean, Ivanka definitely will be in consideration if she's not in jail. And I think that you're going to see more of this fringe than you're going to see of stability. And I don't think you're going to see the establishment really come back, because there is no establishment anymore. I mean, you have Mitt Romney. You know, you don't really have a whole lot in Congress or in the Senate that have stood up to him. And so,
do you see Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, or Ron DeSantis as strong futures in the party? None of them, you know, Marco probably less than the others, but the others are true Trumpers. Marco's always.
I mean, you know, it's really hard. I think, you know, I was a big Marco Rubio supporter. I liked Marco. I volunteered to work with Marco. I loved working with Marco. And I mean, I never worked with him personally. I worked a lot with Albert Martinez. But I think that Marco committed a deadly sin. And I think it's one that you've seen a lot of people in the Republican Party do. Like, you got to stand for something. And not standing up against a guy who has bullied you and made fun of you and has been just a horrible person, like, people lose respect, you know? And that's disappointing for me with Marco. Rick Scott, who knows? I mean, you know, I bet against Rick Scott multiple times and I lose every single time. I don't understand the pull to Rick Scott. He is not a person that is very easy to talk to. He is very direct. He is very cold. He comes off that way. I mean, that's why.
It's sheer sex appeal, I think.
That was mean for me to laugh, but yes. Yeah. That's good. That's totally it.
Yeah, what's so funny? And Ron DeSantis?
Ron DeSantis, I think, has tanked his career. I truly do. I think in his poor handling of COVID, I was on the fence about DeSantis. I gave him the benefit of a doubt and voted for him, despite the fact that, you know, he gave every indication that he was going to be a Trumper. I still thought, you know, maybe in the first year and a half, 2 years that he has been in office, I was really pleased with what I was seeing out of him. I mean, he was governing very much like in a Jeb Bush fashion. There were a lot of moderate ideas coming out of his camp, and I was very pleased with that. But I don't know what has happened to him this year. And, you know, I'm really kind of surprised because, you know, it's always been assumed in political circles that Casey kind of steered that ship. And I don't know whether she's been busy with her new baby or what is going on, but the decisions he's making, it's a lot of unforced errors. And I don't get it. And I think, and it's really sad because I do think he had a really, really good shot at rising in the Republican Party. But his mismanagement of COVID in Florida has been devastating to his career and his desire to double down. And I think when I lost the most respect for him was in May when he did that victory lap and he chastised the press and he chastised, look, everyone thought we were going to be so bad and look, we're great. And it was too early one. And it's just a tacky thing to do, you know, like if you're right, take it with grace and move on. And he wasn't right. And he was obnoxious about it. And I think it showed his true colors and he's doubled down since then. It's been very, very disappointing.
I'm listening to you and you're being so forthright and blunt is one of the reasons I respect you so much, but I'm thinking to myself, does she think she's ever got a career left in Republican politics?
No, I don't.
I would have thought you'd go back after this.
I don't think the Republican Party ever goes back. The party I joined, I don't think is there anymore. And I don't think there's a chance at it coming back because the base is so far to the right now. I think, you know, Adam, on the Florida ballot this year is the opening of primaries. You can vote to open up primaries. I am a big proponent of that. I know that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party both hate it, which is another reason I'm a big proponent of that. I think that, you know, with the way we're doing things right now, the country is so divided, the state is so divided that there is no middle ground. And I've always been a moderate. I've always been incredibly socially liberal. I've always believed in you know, you have your own rights. The government has no involvement in your private matters. I don't know that we ever go back to a moderate place. I don't think that the party of Reagan is there anymore. And that's really sad. I don't know what replaces that void. I don't know what fills that void, but there's no way. I mean, Adam, I have been ever since your old paper published an op-ed that I wrote an editorial because it was done by your editorial board, about my stances when I was working for Jackie Toledo back in 2016. And y'all published two back-to-back Sunday editorials about my stances on Donald Trump in an effort to kind of take out Jackie. And that put me on the radar as somebody who was a never Trumper, which, you know, I'm thankful for now because it's why I'm here. But I mean, I've had a hard time ever since. I mean, I've had a hard time in Republican Party politics ever since. I do very well with moderate candidates and I do very well with issues, but not in the Republican, not Republican politics.
And there aren't really that many. They are left. They're just scared to speak, aren't they?
Well, they are. And I mean, you know, it's really tough. I mean, being an insider in that world, you know, there are things that happen if you do not fall in line. I mean, you lose committee assignments, you lose the ability to bring forth bills. Like, you'll lose any leadership positions you have. I mean, they hold those things pretty tightly over legislators. And I understand enough to, and have been around enough to know that that's part of the game, and that sometimes people say and do things that they need to do in order to bring home the things they need to bring home for their district. And in order to do the right, in order to be able to do what they want to do, sometimes they have to do things that they may not want to do. And so, you know, I know that those people still exist in the party. And I mean, it's going to be interesting to see if they get elevated. I think as long as primary voters are going to be your fringe of the parties, you're going to end up with more and more divide.
I was just going to say, you talk about being a moderate and feeling unwelcome in the party. I mean, I would argue that a moderate in many respects should be more comfortable with Donald Trump than a conservative.
Oh, no way. No way. I mean, you know, the problem is with Donald Trump, too, is he's so volatile. I mean, it is impossible to know what every day is going to look like. And for someone who is working in political messaging and political strategy, you can't plan around him. You know, you never know what's coming. And I think that that's bad for the party, too. I mean, I would hate to be a member of the Florida House right now and trying to figure out how to navigate my campaign when the whip is being cracked from the RPOF that's saying you need to sign this pledge to Donald Trump, and knowing that my district may not be down with that. You know, I mean, it puts them in an impossible position. If you don't do it, you don't get money. Like, you can't win. They're in an impossible position. So I do hate that. I do hate that, because I do think that there are some really good up and comers in, especially in Florida politics, some young people who are very interested, but they're having to do what they're being told to do. And that's unfortunate, because I think that that ends up hurting them. Once that anchor's around your neck, Adam, you can't take it off. Like, you're going down with the ship.
Ryan, you've been great. Thank you so much for putting up.
Absolutely.
I don't want to
take it. Thanks for having me.
You now, kick some ass. Win this one.
Thank you. I'm trying to. We're doing our best.
All right.
We're doing our best.
Thank you so much. Great
All
to
right.
see you. And if you're
Good
ever under any
you.
Threat, make sure that Rick Wilson brings out the heavy artillery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He is loaded and ready for him. Come at me.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Nice to see you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
From stpetecatalyst.com.